3, 2, 1. You're on.
You know, I was wondering, Bobby, about the story. You didn't. I interrupted, and I got so curious about your life. No, the Jay Moore story.
Oh, Jay.
I didn't really. I felt bad for Steve for a few minutes, but now I'm starting to understand things. So how about
Jay's
that?
A very well-known comic, and he said, Bobby, do you want to go? It was during football season. I'm going to Oakland. We're going to take in the Raider game, and you're coming with me, like in, you know, would you like to go?
How did you get to know Jay?
Oh, I met him. I interviewed him on the podcast.
Oh, got it.
Yeah. And also was at his home and did a podcast.
His podcast.
On Jay Moore.
Wow.
Beautiful, beautiful man, a lovely wife, a little son, and a little itsy bitsy teeny dog that Jay just loves. You figure Jay is a real sports guy.
Yeah, that'd have a big dog. Shepherd. Yeah.
He's got a little tiny dog that he runs around with.
That's funny.
But so Jay said, you in that cab and grabbed me by the back of the head. I know the drill. It's all in good fun. Pushed my face down into a vinyl seat.
Sounds like a blast.
I blacked out.
And you blacked out because you've been using drugs?
No, you just hit your head so hard. I don't remember what happened.
Did he hit your head?
No, dear. No, not at all. Jay said, this is my friend Bob, Rex, Yamal, Justin, Jason, and about 8 or 9, and myself included, made 10. Uh-huh. And we all went up to a motel off of the Oakland. You're looking kind of weird.
No, I'm all ears.
Nothing happened that I didn't like.
I thought you didn't remember.
Well, I didn't remember the cab ride.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I see. But you remember the motel.
So, yeah, something going to happen on the cab ride.
No, it didn't, Steve. So I remember one man's bare calf.
Yes, you mentioned that.
And it looked like
hairy calf.
A hairy calf. Yeah. And a TV was blinking on and off. And I saw something like, call this hotline now, and I'll give you the Ravens game free. And then that... Yeah, and then
that
Jay on the
again.
Phone, and then hanging up and cursing someone out, and
so it's like a real like a strobe light was going
off. Sort of
like
a strobe effect of just fun, and sure.
May I ask? I just so curious.
Hey, you know, I roll with it. That's how I roll.
What was fun?
Do you know that saying?
I do, and you do seem very much like you roll with it.
I like to.
Bobby's all because on account of her dad.
Yeah.
She rolls with it.
I get that. Dad is a little rough around the edges. Nice guy. Good guy, right?
Well, I mean, nothing happened that... I love my father very much.
But it's kind of a... Is he a scary guy, Dad?
Well, Dad, what Daddy wanted, Daddy got.
Yeah.
So I'd get into my lips. My sister and I would get into our lipstick and makeup before Dad got home, and we'd stand there. And he'd go, eeny, meeny, my... I'm kidding. No, he didn't. But we'd be there, and my mom, and we'd stand there in our makeup. And he was very... My father was very... old school that way. Love to see his gals lined up.
So you'd have to dress up for dinner.
We'd dress up for dinner. We'd say, hi, good evening, good morning, whatever
Papa.
It was. My dad would get home at 4 a.m.
Did he have a nickname or anything? Is it? Or did he have a nickname or anything? You have to call him like Colonel or Papa? Or?
Well, my father was a master sergeant in the Army.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And then he was a...
like a gunnery sergeant?
No, that's the Marine Corps. My daddy was a master sergeant. And then he retired... with full honors or whatever they call it.
Sure.
And when he dies, he wants to be buried in... I mean, it's his right to be buried in a military prison.
Prison?
A cemetery.
Cemetery, right. I thought that's what you were saying.
But he always says, you'll probably bury me in a military prison before that. And we go, oh, Daddy. And so when he dies, we want to do that. But no, there was never anything... Do you think there was some bad touching and groping?
No, I wasn't.
Never,
I was not thinking that way.
I would have dinners with my father when I turned 21, and we would sort of flirt.
Oh, that's
he'd say, "Oh, look at my girl! Look at how big she's gotten," you know. And I'd say, "Ooh, Daddy."
That must have felt uncomfortable for you.
Well, it was what Daddy wanted. It's what he wanted. And I love my dad,
of course.
And he would never do anything dirty.
And I can imagine that with him
to me,
right?
But to the wait that night,
your sister?
No, not my sister. No,
oh.
But the waitress.
Oh.
I gave her a big tip.
I could imagine.
Yeah, I bet he did.
Oh, shut your hole.
I could imagine that's dad being so sort of, have a scary dude. Nice, good guy, but a scary
guy.
Yes,
he was, very.
And then I would imagine you flirting with him was just sort of a way to kind of control, feel, you know.
It was my time with my dad.
Yeah.
Because my mother was, you notice I haven't brought my mother up at all.
Not at all.
I just did.
Yeah. What was she like?
Well, my mother was fine.
She's still around,
always,
right?
Yeah, I never saw my father because of my mother's. Oh, Daddy's home, and she'd swoop him away. And so, I would find myself when I got to high school, I'd say, "Well, you know what? Watch me. I'll swoop some guys away too."
Oh.
And then they took me out of the high school that I was in. I was in at the time. I was in El Toro High.
Sure.
And they put me in the Our Lady of the Cascading. River or something. I forget what was the name of it, Steve?
It was like Our Lady of the
Rolling Rock.
Oh.
It was a girls' school, all uh-huh. girls, uh-huh. which was boring yeah. as hell.
Did you have a lot of fights with the girls and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
In fighting?
I did good.
Jealousies?
Well, we had the boys' school that we had the dances.
You have girlfriends now. I mean, you mentioned that
God, yes. Yeah, Janice Greeley, Susan LaVey Dunphy, all of the gals on my Circle of Taste.
And the Circle of Taste?
Yes, this is our inner Circle of Taste. And to qualify to be in the Circle of Taste, you go through a 4-step program. You prospect. You're a hang around. Do you know anything about motorcycle clubs?
I don't.
Well, first you're a hang around, then you're a prospect, and then you get your colors. You get the lower rocker panel, and then you get the full colors. So we have pink jackets. A lot of people think, are you the hell? Are you the Hell Angel?
But you run it just like the Hell's Angels.
Oh, no.
I mean the format. I mean the idea.
Well,
the structure.
It's outlaw chic.
Literally fashion it.
It's outlaw chic. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, you picked up on that, Dr. Drew.
It sounds
Susan,
like
I'm sure you knew.
She was all over
but
it.
But Dr. Drew, you're probably looking at him going, oh, God, when's he going to get it?
How embarrassing.
I do that with my husband a lot, too. It's outlaw chic and we patterned it after the Hell Angel with the lower rocker panel that says, you know, Western Estates. And then the upper one says country. No, the lower one would say gated community. The upper one, then you get
Western Estates.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And it's pink leather.
Are these the same women that do the 4 a.m. Nubuck?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's same ladies.
We are, I would say, the pantheon of women, what you want to look at. I'm sorry, I'm using bad grammar. Because my mother would say, you didn't pay attention to school, and say, oh, shut up, mother.
Yeah.
You know, daddy doesn't mind. But anyway, and we show the other gals in the gated community. Is this boring listening to me?
Huh? Yeah, it's John just holding up numbers there.
35 minutes.
What is he? I think
35 minutes you've been off of, you haven't had a cigarette? Oh, 35 minutes we've been talking.
It's
are
so...
It's
past
be
like
honest,
an instant.
Are you bored?
No,
be
it passed
honest,
so
please.
Fast.
Is Susan bored?
She looks bored. She's looking
she
at her
does.
Phone.
She's
and
looking
stuff,
at her phone, and she's probably looking up the names of people she can call and go, oh, God, get me out of here. No. I'm kidding, honey. No. You're so sweet. Oh, God bless you. How old is she?
She's 22.
This woman had triplets. Yeah.
She's trying to undo the parking brake.
I would ask for a pistol. In the middle of triplets, I'd ask, please, take the safety off the Luger. And I'm going to do the honorable
thing. We were there, both of us, absolutely, 100%. My hair turned gray that
God
year.
God bless
one
you.
One year in.
Isn't it exciting, though?
Having three.
Are they girls?
Two boys and a girl.
Well, I don't know about having girls. They say that a girl turns into a Martian at the age of 13, and then she becomes an Earthling again at 18.
No, Earthling about 25.
12.
Yeah, right, 25.
Did you have children, dear, before the ones what you have with?
No.
Was there another mother, wife?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, aren't you unique that way?
Yeah.
You and me and Steve and Susan.
Yeah.
We should double date.
That'd be fun.
Absolutely.
Because we're healthy, because we've not been married to other
people. Where should we go?
Oh,
let's go to Pump.
Oh, we can go to the Pumps.
No Pump. Let's go
to the Pump.
Elizabeth, what's her name? That's Lisa.
What's the Pump?
What's Lisa Vanderpump's new restaurant? You'd be
where's
wonderful.
Where's that ad?
It's
that
in
like,
Hollywood.
Are there celebrities and stuff there?
Yeah, yeah.
West
you'd be
Hollywood.
Great.
Steve's afraid of.
Yeah,
but I said to him that
is
if
he okay?
You're
okay, well, is he a little?
Are you all right with that, Steve?
Yeah, as long as there's no gay activity.
Well, there's lots of gay customers. Lots
yeah,
of gay customers.
Honey.
Well, I know that, but I mean, are they going to come up and go, yeah, hey,
no.
You want to dance or something?
No.
Will they ask me to dance? That's
no.
The thing that I worry about.
No, I don't
they
think
they won't
so.
Do that, Steve. No, yeah.
No.
Dr. Drew is with us. I'm having the more fun than I've had in any interview that we've done since Jay Moore. I'm kidding. I'm kidding about that.
Well, I'm still a little curious about that motel incident.
Yes.
So you don't really remember what happened, but it seemed fun.
It was a lot of fun. There was a lot of...
How'd
people
you get
going, I'll take the points, I'll take the points on the phone.
Oh, it's
and then
right.
Guys getting, you know, into bed without, and I don't know, Steve.
Well, what the hell are you talking about, Bobby? Did you give it up or not?
No, I didn't. I remember I was wearing some version of my clothes all night. My at one time, my shirt was on and my pants were over my head, but my clothes
but you
were never off.
You weren't intoxicated.
Not that I consider intoxicated. You have to remember, I grew up with an army man, a career army man.
I see.
And drinking was something that we did not a lot, but he would say, how old are you, Bobby? I'm 8, Daddy. It's time the child had a glass of champagne.
Two fingers.
Yes, two fingers. And we go to Mommy and Daddy on their anniversary. Now, with Jay, I never got out of my clothes. Yes, my pants were on my head and my shirt was on my...
But you still had your clothes on.
But the clothes were on, the shoes were on my ears, I guess. That's what they said.
Did you take fun pictures or?
I think so. I think Jay has them. You have to understand, Jay's a married man, happily married. So nothing could have gone wrong.
He's a happy. I know Jay very well. He's happily married, and he's funny.
He's he is a riot. And we did the YouTube with him. Yes.
Well, I'm wondering if the
Jay took his shirt off for that. I said, "Oh, stop it, Jay."
And I'm wondering if you with the shoes on the ears.
On the ears. Oh my God, Steve, have you watched it?
Yeah, Jay had a shirt off, but Bobby had the clothing on.
Of course.
Yeah,
of course.
The shirt again over the nose or something was on. What was on your nose?
That shoe hanging on my nose. I forget. But Jay's a wonderful man, and a great father. And Bobby, I don't know anything about that. I'm just saying. I'm taking his word for it.
No, I can vouch for him. Yeah. He's a good guy. I've known him for a long time. He's a recovering kaiju, Steve.
Isn't that a gift to be funny and to make people laugh?
Yes.
I want to know about that, Dr. Drew, because we often hear that laughter is a dolphin.
A dolphin?
A blood dolphin, right?
No, it's a dork. Yeah, it's dork. It's a dork. Dorkman.
Dorkman.
Oh, an endorphin.
Oh, Susan straightened this out.
Oh, God, Susan, thank you.
It's an endorphin. Now, it releases endorphins. And sounds like dolphin, doesn't it?
Oh, God. Yeah, I thought, a dolphin.
Susan, thank you for that. Well
done. Thank you, dear.
I think she speaks fluent Bobby.
Well, Susan is also, are you a scientist, dear? Are you a doctor?
No.
But she's from Orange County, so.
But she's from, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we know, don't we? A lady's got to be on her toes down there.
Mm-hmm.
Phil's sister is a long time. Phil Hendry, do you know Phil Hendry?
I know Phil, yeah.
I know Phil very well. And his sister's a long time resident of the Orange County, too.
Oh, no kidding. Did she grow up in Orange County?
I believe they grew up out in the what we call the Gap, the San Gabriel Valley. Do you ever call it the Gap?
San Gabriel Valley is hot there.
So
the endorphins.
It's like endorphin where you make people laugh, and it's like heroin, they say.
Only good heroin. Same system. Same thing is activated. Yeah, it is. And there's lots of evidence of well-being and longevity and health, all is enhanced by laughter.
Do you ever have comedians go into the rehab centers and make them all laugh? And
We've never done that, but it's actually an interesting idea.
Do you know...
Bobby, quit saying stuff. Dr. Drew wants to say stuff.
Do you know who Mickey Hart is of the Grateful Dead?
I know the Dead. I don't remember him specifically.
Okay, he was their drummer, and he goes into old folks' homes with drums and gives the drums to the old people.
Wow.
And they bang on the drums,
It seems like
I don't know what happened, but I imagine they collapse.
Yeah, I mean, it seems a little stimulating,
right,
but then again,
laid out flat. I said, "Mickey, oh God!"
Yeah,
I don't know him, but I was saying it to the TV. "Mickey, my God, they'll die."
Did they?
No, they didn't. It was good for them.
So it was good. Got their blood flowing. Got them energized.
All these 80-year-old people just going, bang on drum, and I thought,
"My God,
this
was on TV.
It would be a nightmare."
This is on television.
It was on television, and I remember saying, "Steve, what did I say?"
Well, it looked like a nightmare world. A nightmare world of old people going, bang, bang, bang.
So it's like zombie world.
Yeah, like zombie with an old man going, bang. And you'd say, "Shut up, old man, don't do it." And you go, you look at you, you go, "Yeah, well, watch this, bang, bang."
Yeah, and it was, and what they said later, and here's the part that I got flummoxed by, it helped the old people, it was energetic.
Yes, it gets their blood flowing, gets their joints moving. It sounds a little excessively stimulating. The old folks might not be as happy with that, but for
that's
the individuals that are...
Mickey was hopping up and down with his little bongo drum going, "That's right, yeah, do it. Who cares
how
what
old is Mickey
them?
Now?
Mickey Hart is probably old enough to be...
That's what I'm saying.
For some reason, he looked like he was 20 years younger. Do you think marijuana helps you be young?
It's an interesting idea for me.
Mm-hmm. What do you think of marijuana? In California, they have the legal medical marijuana.
Yeah, I'd almost rather they just legalize it than have the medical thing, because the medical thing to me seems sort of like a sham.
You know what? You are a really good doctor. You know why I say that, Steve?
Yeah, Bobby said that if Dr. Drew is against marijuana, that he's got to be a legitimately good doctor, because all good doctors don't like stuff that's good.
No, I didn't say I'm against
it. Or that's fun.
I'm not against fun. Mm-hmm. People, Bobby, think I'm against fun. They always wanted me to be the bummer guy.
But I think good doctors are the ones that say, No. Pot is good, I go, ooh.
No, well, I don't think it's bad. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's such a thing as a bad drug. I think any drug in a certain circumstance can be important and good.
Oh, that's interesting.
And so the fact that we make certain drugs...
What about crank?
The kind snort off a hunting knife.
Well, I wouldn't get meth off the street, but amphetamines have their role, in certain conditions. The point is,
true.
It's the relationship we have with substances. That's the problem. Like for Steve, no, this is no good. This is not okay. This will screw him up.
You know how I get my laughs, Dr. Drew? Well, I used to do this.
Yes.
I would peek in bedroom windows. I don't do that no more.
Thank God.
Now I jog and run.
Good.
And I'll stand on my head. And
Steve stands on his head for the yoga.
Endorphins, right? They're the dolphins again. The dolphins.
Is that what it's called?
Endorphins.
You're kidding us, right?
Yeah. Well, which is easier to remember dolphin.
Flipper in my blood or something.
Easier to remember dolphin.
It is.
So, but the pot thing, I think that's up to the people to decide the laws, and that's that.
Yeah,
and when I say that I'm upset, I don't like the sham of medical marijuana. What I'm saying is the excessive. It has application.
Yes.
Marijuana has medical applications that are probably. Well, then I know for a fact I've prescribed it. It's wonderful at times.
Oh, you have?
But the overdoing it as just everybody has a prescription, that drives me out of my mind.
And a lot of the kids now, and I told Dylan, Seth, and Justin, if I see you going out and getting one of these fake medical marijuana, and they go,
yeah.
Oh, we bought it from Dad, ha, ha, ha.
Oh.
And I said, Steve, honey.
I told you, I put that down, baby. I don't do that no more.
And Steve, you don't have a prescription for the pot, right?
Oh, no right. I don't. And
it would not be good for you. It would not be good for you.
I'm on probation still from the...
Steve had a drunk driving about 4 years ago. Yeah, and then he had another one. So we watch him. He flipped the BMW where was that?
Steve,
what borders our property, Sean? You come in the back way, don't you know?
Guggenheim.
We named it after Peggy. Yeah, they said, what do you want to name it? Bobby, I named all the streets.
Oh, really? Good for you.
Guggenheim, and there's another one named Trump.
But Steve, I know that your spiritual life is very important to your recovery with the gospel pills and all that.
Yeah.
But I really would urge you to get involved in some 12-step, because it seems like you kind of slip around a little bit.
That's right.
Right?
I told you, Steve.
He keeps,
yeah, but then you got to sit there with a lot of nervous people all going, yeah.
Well, do you smoke, Steve? You smoke?
No, I don't smoke.
No, good. But yes, there are people
My old
struggling.
Lady's got her face like a road map.
You're struggling.
She says, oh, I feel great. I'm sober 50 years. And she looks just, oh, God, it's bad with the way they look. You know,
Steve, you shouldn't judge people that, although they do.
No.
I'm not saying that judgmentally.
No, lots of young people in there, too.
Really?
Yeah, lots of people. But Steve...
12-step, Steve.
I think it would help Steve have that support around him so he wouldn't be so likely to slip and have these problems.
Mm-hmm. But the medical marijuana, I said to the kids, if I ever see that...
well, yeah, that was my point. For the adolescents, it's not good.
Now, what
that's
I did do...
That's not good. That's a no-no, because it does screw with their brain.
A lot of the kids, Dr. Drew, are not comfortable with their parents. Steve and I...
Yeah, we're kind of known as with it parents.
The cool
we're
parents.
We're very with it,
you're the
yeah.
cool parents.
And we had the kids over one summer.
Yeah.
And we had the pool party.
Hold a second. These are Dylan's friends or
these are
younger ones?
Dylan's friends. This is when Dylan was a sophomore.
In high school.
A sophomore, as I say. In high school, yeah. And we had over the bodegas, Billy Keenman and her sister, Swazelle. And we had all of the...
Swazelle.
We had the Gunther triplets and all the kids. And the kids are comfortable with us. They go, you know, Bobby... You know, my parents...
They call you Bobby.
A lot of them do.
The sophomores call you Bobby.
The sophomores do because they feel comfortable.
Yeah.
See, with me. And I'll say, yeah, honey, lay it on me. And they'll say, my parents are real jerks. And I'll go, mm-hmm, I know. I'd rather have the kids doing, not literally, but if they're going to do heroin, I'd rather have them shoot it up in front of me. Or if they're going to have sex... Have it right there on the living room rug in front of me and other parents instead of out in an alley or in a vacant lot in the dirt. Don't you think? You're looking at me like I really need to be exterminated.
No, not exterminated, Bobby. But Bobby, finally you're right. You're right. I am thinking
that I should be exterminated?
Not exterminated, but contained. Contained.
Well, Dr. Drew, tell me where I'm wrong, and I'd be happy to consider it.
Well, it's one of the biggest problems I have is when you parents allow stuff in the home.
You're one of those.
I am one of those.
Oh,
I,
you're
absolutely.
One of those kind of stiff up, you know, stuffed shirt.
That's where I become the bummer guy. Is that I'm not the guy that the cool parent. I'm the bummer parent. In fact, I told my kids that if people let that stuff happen in their home, I'd show up with the sheriffs.
Oh, my God. I mean...
Well, what are we doing? Yeah. But the kids are so uncomfortable these days, Dr. Drew, with so many of the parenting techniques.
Yeah, I know.
And they'll call me up and say, hey, Bobby, can we come over? You still got some of that red eye? I go, yeah, there's a little bit left in the bottle. I don't give it to them until I'm convinced that they are really coming over. What?
Bobby, Dr. Drew is saying we're blowing it. We're blowing it.
Well, none of my friends think so, but... Anyway, we had a big controversy
about
that. You never
touch any of these kids or anything, do you, Mommy?
Touch them how? You mean like...
I just had to ask. I just got a bad feeling about...
A couple of the girls will pay me for like... sewing their blouses and things. Okay. I do some, because their mothers are so, excuse me for saying this, their mothers are so inept.
Yeah.
It's almost they have that Bree Walker disease, but they don't. You know, like it's just...
Yeah, what? Like the clam boy?
Not clam boy, but what's another shellfish?
Abalone?
What's that?
Abalone?
Abalone boy.
is...
Yes.
Is it ever a concern to you that... That you're, there's something called splitting behaviors where you get involved in a split with, you know, between people. And I worry that you're getting engaged in these splits with the kids and their parents.
Well, we got into such a hassle the last time. We don't even have the kids come over anymore.
The cops come or something?
Well, no cops, but I, attorneys? Steve, who was that?
Attorneys?
Well, we had a lawyer call us.
I'm not
Bob,
surprised.
Bob Biffnell and his wife, Dodie. They call us up and they're all, hey, rah, 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 rah.
But Steve,
I got up out of the hot tub and I said, snakes out of the cage, and I wasn't wearing any underwear.
Sean, what's a...
I thought it was funny.
Sean.
Sean. Yes.
Really? You're laughing at this?
Yes. Yeah, see, Dr. Drew, see. Everybody thinks it's funny and you're there, judgmental. And so anyway, the parents called and they go, did this one here... get up out of the hot tub? And Steve said, yeah. I said, snakes out of the cage, what of it? And Bob Biffnell, boom.
Oh, he punched Steve.
And Steve, what is...
Steve.
Next thing I know, it's all...
Steve. That's not okay either of him to have done that to you. That's not okay. And by the way, the Bobby, the snakes out of the cage is the least of my concerns in your household while these kids are running around. I'm just saying.
Well, we are not having sex. Well, we don't do it anymore.
But you said the kids could have sex in the carpet.
That was my philosophy.
I know.
And, of course...
I'm very uncomfortable.
We got the calls from everyone.
I'm very uncomfortable.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Bobby, don't do that.
Oh, I absent-mindedly start picking my nose when
I'm
nervous.
I noticed. It was making me nervous, too.
Was it?
We were doing so well for so long.
Well, you're intimidating me with a lot of my parenting behavior skill.
Well, To be fair, I really have nothing that you've said about your own kids has been problematic to me, but I'm worrying about...
I do this. I push my nose up just to make people laugh. It's not making you laugh because you're very focused on what you're saying.
I am.
That makes me even more nervous.
Yeah, I know. But it's the way the other kids are treated in that house, other people's children. That's not happening anymore.
Right,
Let's move on.
I mean,
yeah.
Bob McNeil
made a point.
They're siphoning the fun out of life, in my opinion. There's no more fun.
Like I said, I don't like to be the bummer guy, and you're right. It's fun is fun, and I like fun too, but...
Let me ask you a question, okay?
Please.
I want to ask you a question. The other day, I was talking to Janice Greeley, and we said, I said, you know, we're so proud of our eldest boys. And we're just so proud of our eldest
Dylan
boys.
Dylan and what's the other
My name? Eldest is Dylan.
Oh, and the two eldest boys. I see. Yeah,
Her eldest.
Her, yeah.
Yeah, my eldest boy is Dylan.
Yeah.
And her eldest boy is Dustin.
Okay, Dylan and Dustin.
And we are so proud of them because they're both on the football team.
Yeah. What position does Dylan play?
Pardon me?
What position does Dylan play?
Well, he's the quarterback.
Oh, no kidding. Congratulations.
He's the quarterback.
See, that's cool. See, your parents. See, I have no quarrel with your parenting of your own children.
Thank you. And Dustin's the wide receiver.
Fabulous.
And we wanted to throw a parade for the boys.
In the gated community.
In the gated community that would, spill out onto Guggenheim.
In the back.
Yeah.
Because I worried about TMZ getting in the front, right?
TMZ was trying to get through the gate in the front, so we're still at the back door.
Yeah, I get it. Okay.
Yeah. And I said to her, well, let's have a parade. She said, well, what are the other parents are going to go... What about our kids? See, that's the part that I don't understand. Why can't I have a parade for my son, you know?
I say you can.
And show the wonderfulness.
I say you can.
Thank you.
I say it's okay. Is that all right, Sean? Is that okay?
See, Sean, he's been there. He's seen it all.
Sean has seen human beings
torn in half by horses.
What?
He has seen...
Seriously?
Sean was
he's
a guerrilla fighter in Tibet.
Oh, my God.
He looks at us like we're a couple of... Steve?
Yeah, like we're a couple of punks. Ain't that right, Sean?
I'm kidding. Sean, I don't know where he's been.
He seems like a kid
that his
mom had parades for him, no doubt.
Oh, Sean's a good man. And Sean's very... when I see Sean, I see behind those eyes a man that has seen horror in all of its multiple forms.
He does kind of look like that.
Yeah, and it scares me. It bugs me that he's seen more than I have, you know. But anyway.
You've seen a lot, Bobby, to be fair.
I have. I've been down that road, around that
Did you
block.
Travel much?
No, I haven't been out of Orange County or L.A. County. Speaking of that, can I talk to you, Steve, please. May we?
Well, Dr. Drew is a doctor, and yeah, that would be really...
We wanted to ask you.
Please.
My husband and I have a wonderful sex life, very healthy.
Okay.
Very, very, very healthy, very loving.
May I just ask a couple questions, just to make sure that... How often are you guys having sex?
Steve, do you want to?
Well, I mean, we're at it. We go at it. You know, a couple, you know, three, four, you know, six, maybe. Well, six, maybe, probably two times a week.
Two times a
three
week.
Or, four, two, three. Three, four times.
All right, let's say three times a week.
Yeah, three times a week. Yeah, very healthy.
Okay, and everybody's function is good. Everybody.
Well, that's what I'm going to okay. ask you about.
Okay, Bobby, and, I mean, you said it out
and,
loud.
Oh, hold a second. Mm-hmm. And how old is Steve now?
Honey,
I'm 39.
39.
Mm-hmm.
Do you smoke, Steve?
No, I do not, Dr. Drew.
Okay, and did you ever smoke?
No, I did. No, I do. No, I do not. Although I did smoke
crack.
Crack,
yeah.
Weed,
no, that's different.
And,
that's right.
And I smoke crank.
No, that's right. That's
and
okay.
And I smoked heroin.
No, that's not what I'm worried
v,
about.
Does smoking V count?
V?
Viagra. He crushed it up in a pipe. I'm almost crying.
Steve, that's very
is that injurious?
Novel. I don't know. I've never. I thought I've seen people do a lot of shit.
I smoked it.
Did it do anything for you?
It's hand in hand what Bobby's talking about. No, it did not.
Did not. Oh, did it? Yeah. Did it hurt? Has he got problems now because of it?
I mean,
did you get priapism from it? You know what priapism is? Priapism is a sustained painful erection. It's a complication of the Viagra class.
No,
that never happened. Because then after that, people have erectile problems, and I wonder if that's what did it here.
Oh.
Why are they taking pictures? I don't know. She's taking pictures.
Is that I'm copyright
protected. Is that TMZ?
My whole life is copyright protected. So I can't
taking pictures of us.
That's
here.
TMZ.
Weird.
Oh, God. Sean, go out and deal with them. Deal with them, Sean. We're just kidding, John. Sean,
he is kind of
that's
scary.
Like what I heard. My father is very well read. He said that James Joyce said to Ernest Hemingway in France one day in a bar, James Joyce had picked a fight with some roughnecks and said, deal with them, Hemingway.
Yeah, Joyce does not seem to be the kind of guy that would likely put up a fight.
And I said, well, who's James Joyce, Daddy? He said, he's the man that wrote the big, long book that I can't get through. And I said, which one's that? Ha, ha, ha. And then my father wanted to slap me, but my mother was there.
I've never gotten through Ulysses either. And I cannot get through that.
No, it was some other book.
Portrait of the Artist? No, anyway.
But
I want to hear about the sexual dysfunction here. So what's happening?
Honey?
So
that's why I started smoking V and then I quit smoking V.
So Steve, slow down, buddy. So you were having erectile dysfunction, Steve, and then...
Three distinct places that Steve has erectile dysfunction. Not always.
Tell me.
When someone is barbecuing pork and the scent wafts into the bedroom...
Then he can't do it. Okay, well, you can avoid that. What are the other two?
Well, I mean, summertime.
It's hard.
And the living is easy.
Well, you're the homeowner's president. You can sort of outlaw. You could do that.
I tried outlawing pork.
Yeah.
But we've got in our neighborhood a couple of people, the Begmans, who I know that Sean knows. They are non-religious Jewish people.
Non-religious.
And they've decided to just...
Indulge.
Just indulge.
So they eat pork every day.
Oh, God. Yeah, the pork. It's a pork festival. The pork doesn't end. You know,
yeah.
I wanted to put a sign out in front, Western Estates, where the pork never stops.